In the Syracuse City School District, the number of students meeting statewide standards this year is in the single digits. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the district's superintendent wants to take these numbers and move forward.
Syracuse City School District Superintendent Sharon Contreras expected the test results to be bad. Still,
it's a tough day to sit here and to see those results. It's a tough day for superintendents all over the state.
In the case of the city of Syracuse, fewer than 9% of students met state standards in the English language arts tests in grades 3 through 8. On the math side of the ledger, fewer than 7% of students met those standards. That's down from 24 and 27% respectively a year ago. So why did the scores drop so dramatically? Contreras says the new Common Core curriculum is simply harder.
And remember, in the urban school districts, many of our students are behind. So when you add to that a more rigorous curriculum and students are already behind, the gap widens.
Still, Contreras says she supports this new curriculum. She believes it has the power to bring equity across communities and school districts and help prepare students for college and the workforce. So what will the district do with these numbers?
I just want to use the data to help our teachers to become better and to provide better support systems for our students.
State education officials say upstate cities had test results similar to Syracuse. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.